Welcome to Winlow with Nema
and Joel.
And we are so excited. Today we are going to be discussing the three different ways that money grows.
The three different ways.
Yes. The reason why it's so important for me and may be important for other grandmas is because we can devise a plan to fit our grandchildren's need. So I have a 10-year plan for your cousin Levi and you, so that when you guys turn 18, you'll have money to either go to school, start your business, buy a house, whatever you want to do with it, you'll be able to do with it. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do when you turn 18? What do you want to be?
I want to be an electrical engineer guy, and I want to have my own house. And I want to have a Dodge Charger.
Hold on. Cut. Electric. We'll talk about that later. We'll see you on the inside. Boy. It's Wednesday.
It's time for another joke.
And it's time for another joke. We got Monday, Tuesday.
Willow.
Thursday, Friday.
Willow. Right in the middle, baby. Willow. Come join the Willow crew. Willow. Right in the middle.
Wednesday, and it's time for another joke, and this joke is brought to you by Levi. Go ahead, Levi.
It's a special dad joke. Why couldn't the skeleton climb the mountain?
Because
it had no body. Because it didn't have the guts.
I like that, Levi. Very good. Welcome to Winlow with Nema
and Joe.
I'm Krista here, aka Nema. I'm an evangelist, learning coach, mom of two, and Nema of three.
I'm Josiah. I'm a Lego builder, second grader, and called by God to be a Christian warrior.
Hey there, Grandma. If you're searching for biblical strategies to train your kingdom kid, you're in the right place. Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 tells us to teach our children and grandchildren to obey God's commands. So if you're ready to win low, why not laugh on Wednesday? We'll provide you with practical tips to laugh and live,
love and learn,
while inspiring you to build a legacy as well. So chillax,
grab a snack, and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, this is Nema. Welcome back. This is April, continuing in our financial literacy month, and today we will be discussing the three ways money grows. The three ways are fixed, variable, and indexed, and I will discuss each. And you're probably wondering, why am I discussing this particular topic? Well, it's because Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, perhaps with the knowledge, better choices will be made. You don't know what you don't know, but if you know you have options to protect and grow your money, you just might take action. Again, I'm on a mission to educate and impact 1,000 families. I'm simply sharing the information. So let's begin with the three ways. When you place your money into account or some type of savings plan, it will either grow a fixed, variable, or index rate. Fixed rates are those accounts like the bank accounts, the CDs, and T-bonds. The advantage is that it's liquid, it's safe, up to $250,000, right? FDIC. But the disadvantage is there's little to no growth. The average rate of return you'll get on one of these accounts is 0.02%, not much at all, not even 1%. So if you took the rule of 72, it would take you 72 years for your money to double sitting in one of these accounts. That's a long time. The second way your money grows is the variable rate. Now, these would include your 401k, 403b, IRA accounts, and those. These accounts have potential for lots of growth because it is governed by the performance in the market, right? But the disadvantage is it could be very, very risky because when the market crashes, your money is gone. You lose your money. And as grandmas and seniors and those nearing retirement, we don't have that kind of time to wait till the market recovers, right? The third way is the indexed rate. Now, this strategy is a win-win-win. Why? Because number one, it's safe. It participates in the upside of the market, but not the downside. You will never lose any of your money. Number two, liquidity is there. You can access your funds at any time. And then the third reason is that there is a predictable rate of return between 6 and 10%, right? So if we're using that rule of 72, even at the lowest predictable rate of 6%, it would only take 12 years for our money to double. And on the higher side, if we're getting a 10% rate of return, it would only take 7.2 years. For our money to double. How about that? Guaranteed not to lose any money? That's significant right there. So I know you're probably thinking, how can I protect my money? Well, if you're 59 and a half or older, or you have an old 401k from a previous job, or you just may have money sitting around elsewhere, let our team of retirement specialists help you protect and grow your hard-earned money. It's just that simple. As I said before, I'm on a mission to make certain that I impact and educate at least 1,000 families. So if you hear my voice now, just click the link below and make certain that you schedule a time where we can talk to you about how your money can be protected and how it can grow. I hope you have found this valuable and you will want to take action. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Okay, Josiah, what are the top three important things in life?
Listening and obeying God.
That's number one?
Mm-hmm.
What would be number two?
Number two would be fasting.
Fasting?
And praying.
And praying, really? What's number three?
Sleep.
Sleep. That's number three?
Mm-hmm.
So number one is loving and obeying God.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is fasting and praying.
Mm-hmm.
And number three would be sleep?
Yep.
Interesting. What's after that?
Number four and five, eat and drink.
Eat, drink?
Mm-hmm.
Those are survival things you need to do, to eat and to drink to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what comes after eating and drinking?
Well, mostly it's supposed to be drink because people can go without eating for a long time.
So
but
true.
Drinking,
yeah.
But you have, to keep yourself moist.
Yeah. How about after drinking and eating, then what's next? These are all important to you, okay?
Important to me, okay.
Mm-hmm. These are your list of important.
Having fun and exercising.
Having fun and exercising, okay. So I guess that was four and five, and then that was six and seven?
Mm-hmm, and it goes down to 10.
Okay, so give me the next three.
Next three?
Mm-hmm.
Nine would be...
Eight. Mm-hmm.
Eight would be doing things that you need to do and...
Doing things that I need to do?
That you need to do.
Oh, doing things that you need to do, like in general. Okay.
Yeah. And
Where your family come in at? The family is not important?
Family is important.
Okay.
Number nine... is loving your family and taking care of them.
Okay. You grouped that together, number nine, loving your family and taking care of them?
Uh-huh, and
the last and final of your top 10.
Not the final.
Oh,
11. No, 12, okay.
Well, you didn't do 10 yet.
10, probably the least important thing.
Okay.
Watching TV. I told you it was the least important.
Okay, well, you said it. Well, there you go. There are your top 10.
Playing a game.
Playing a game?
Well, I told you it's
important
least,
to you.
The least most important thing to me.
Okay. That's at the bottom of your importance, right?
Right.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for answering that question.
You
have more?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
And getting a job and a driver's license in the house.
Wait a minute. You're only eight. You've been talking about this driver's license thing for a minute. I said at least another 8 years. So let's put that on the back burner for now, okay?
I'm going to be 10 in 2 years. I think I'm going to be old enough to handle a driver's license.
No, sir. No, you're not. Well, there you have it. The top 10. I don't think you're tall enough, neither.
I'm tall enough.
We'll come back. Hey there, Winlow crew. Before you leave, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please, please, please support us by leaving a review and subscribing to our channel on Apple Podcasts. We will personally read every one of them. We also invite you to join our Winlow community at bit.ly/Winlow community. The link is in the show notes. And remember to make this daily affirmation found in Isaiah 54:13. All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. We'll meet you in the next episode. Bye for now.